Dune Revenant Chapter 16. Do the Benedict Lilacs take on Leto's golden path? Leto's path is of endless creation. This is the inverted Platonism, where the truth is not in the ideal, but in the created, the world made manifest by the people who created. This is the religion, the true faith. The science of Gola becomes the rebirth of Dune itself. In its Lilacsu universe, the role of nature changes. We are no longer under the spell of the natural, which implies a walk through the woods, but instead of the manifest, how we each are tied into the act of creation. No longer are we tossed by nature, tied to the act of creation by mere biologism. Listen, for it is the sound of the artist of being. Shiana's new paths. Within the no-ship of the ones with many faces, Skytle was held captive in a stasis of intermixed bodies. He wondered what their agenda was, and would Duncan bother saving him? They want me for some reason. Did this all have something to do with the factions that Duncan suspected? Do they want to study me, perhaps, as an extended individual? To thwart their own dissident factions? Except for Duncan, I am perhaps the oldest singular personality. The ones with many faces had become agitated across the hive. Skytle sensed somehow their every thought as he was among them. This faction wishes to explore the individual to undermine its mystique. They would like to have captured Duncan also, I'm sure. The individual was something that they had lost touch with, something the Master Face Dancers wished to preserve, perversely. However, since they could no longer be individual, but they could assume by touch all the personalities of an individual, they lost sight of what it meant to be an individual. There were no individuals they could study. No individual existed at the level they needed. That's why they need the hyper-individual, an immortal. Duncan and myself were close to that. Skytle thought to himself, but found himself saying the words aloud. They were gods, and they were looking for God. You know not the idea of faith in God. Skytle felt something shift across the base of his skull, then a quick spike of pain as something pierced his skin by his spine. They're probing me, some organic version of the T-probe. He found his thoughts flowing out, as if he were daydreaming and someone was keeping copious notes. Skytle heard a voice come from inside his mind. Greetings. Please refer to me as Thrynthel. He used the name of an ancient Mentat, a Tlilaxu mystic name, his accent strange, garbled. Skytle's thoughts raced faster than he could take hold of them. They blocked my brain's ability to stop thinking. I am alone, just along for the ride. Please do not resist the probe. We, who are the ones with many faces, only wish to close off our origins so that we may more openly follow the wealth of paths through the eternal chaos. Perhaps they were simply the next step in the progress of life to transform to this level. Skytle somehow found himself relaxing as the thoughts began to slip past his awareness. Didn't galaxies collide in so ominous a destruction that no semblance of their former shapes exist afterwards? Only the nebulae of shattered suns and a new central core of commingled gravities amassed, obstinate to all permanence? Damn the tyrant god. Couldn't we have discovered the nature of Duncan sooner? All those Golas. The setback was the breeding program, reflecting on our shared history, all our precautions and faith. How separate Duncan and I are. The ones with many faces had taken memory down to a cellular consciousness and beyond. They were transcending the limits of physical matter, and in the process they were arriving on the opposite side of the bell curve. Infinite consciousness moved toward the absence of consciousness, or at least a transformation. They could revert at times to a group of separate sub-entities, although they seldom did. That number in the quadrillions, they often traveled in groups of various types of pods, each pod made of several subgroups. The ones with many faces would survive and expand. Skytle realized this even as the biological T-probe continued its sweep of his past. The multi-live persona always comes back. The entity travels alone. Always, too, the current life and the lives that have gone before. The image of a great worm with the face of Shiana. Kulwaha, the god that is both gendered. My faith even taunts me. We were all hemmed in, after all. All of our grandiose schemes to push the limits of the language god, to make the manifest the genetic grandeur in a body that was the ultimate worship, has come to ruin. The Tlilaxu from the scattering have returned, yet they bring the true integration. they have become emerged as the ones with many faces, horrific and marvelous. We never dreamed they would achieve so much. The one who called himself Thrintho was performing some kind of altered use of the biologic probe. Skaido could almost feel it, but he couldn't quite grasp it. All at once, he realized that Thrintho was probing each of his multi-level individually, separating them and recombining them in yet another process. Skaido shuddered as his years slowly unfolded under the commands of the one with many faces. We have all just become a bit obsolete.